Hello, and today I am talking about Ed Gein. Gein. I think Gein. So, a guy with a little woohoo in the head. He killed two women, but I think what catches probably most people's attention is he was a body snatcher. So, yeah, get to go into fun details later. So, his two victims are. Or, okay, excuse me, we're gonna go ahead and go say known victims are Mary Hogan and Bernice Worden. No relationship between them. But the reason I said known a minute ago was because, he's not suspected for it, but like literally it is so weird. So I think he killed his brother. So he had reported him missing to the police. But then he knew exactly where the body was. And I think it was Burning Barn. I don't really know. But like his brother had like trauma to his head, like blunt object, and he was had bruising on his face. So I mean it might not have been him. But once you learn like some of his other issues later on, you might know. Cause like his brother was like really on top of him, like always calling him out for things and a lot of stuff. But and he like Gein, Eddie boy, like really idolized his mom, even though like his mom like verbally abused him and his dad was an alcoholic, so he really didn't have the best environment growing up. But yeah, so Mary Hogan was his first victim. And it was in 1954, and then Bernice Worden was killed in 1958. And both, yeah. So the forensic evidence for this was like a lot. So, it was the body of Worden. Wait, let me back up first. So the reason Gein was like became a suspect, Gein had become a suspect. Was because everyone in town was like, "Ooh, it's him," because like he was last seen with Bernice Worden alive the night before, so they like police I guess went to his house or something and they found Worden's body in the barn, but then later on the property, they found Mary Hogan's, well, just the head. Don't know if they found the rest of the body. So. As earlier, I hope I mentioned, he was mostly known as a body snatcher. Well, if not, I just told you. But a body snatcher is someone who would, like, wouldn't exactly rob graves. He actually took body, like, he would take the corpse. And yeah. So, his house of horrors is what it was mainly known in the research. He had some weird objects. Like, it was so creepy. Like, Gein is known for like inspiring like a lot of movies. I don't know specifically. That actually might be something y'all can research and like to pique y'all's interest, but some things found in his actually let me look that up for y'all. Okay, he inspired Psycho. A scene, okay, just a scene apparently, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs. That's apparently famous, so I should have known that. My bad, even though I've never watched them. Can't do horror. Anyway, so some famous things from his house were like a nipple belt. If you don't know anything, look it up. I'm not describing it. I'm still trying to get that image out of my head. So a nipple belt, a seat, oh, and a seat made from corpses he dug up, masks, just a whole lot of bleh. So yeah, it just really set, it showed really like once you looked at everything, like how mentally unstable he was. Like he had idolized his mom. Really, and you can t his motive also for just killing these two women will also share it. He killed them because they looked like his mother. Yeah. So, yeah. So, at first, Gaines, he was found unfit to stand trial. So, and then in 1968, he was found sane enough to stand trial. He was found guilty of the murder of Warden, but was also found declared legally insane. So then he went to a psychiatric hospital where he died at age 77 and then was buried. Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. Justice was served and everything, but I just still find it sad that those two women had to. I just wish someone could go back and tell them, hey, dye your hair blonde or something. Just change your appearance, because apparently you look like Psycho's mom here and you're gonna get. So yeah. Also some other items I forgot to say were bones. Everything was made of bones in his house. It was really creepy because he would use the corpses and make clothing, or I think he actually had a cup that was an actual skull. It was ooh. Anyway. Really, why this case is famous? It's not even just because of the murders themselves, I think, because probably in the newspapers at the time, man killed two women because they looked like his mother. That was probably also that, made him famous. But I think what really shook people to the core were the items found in, when they learned, oh, he's a body snatcher and, all this other heebie-jeebie stuff. So, yeah. Well, I hope you can do some more research on your own, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.